Guess they're still waiting on someone. I glance at the high, intricately constructed back and the figure of a sleeping dragon perched on its pointed tip, then do a double take. In this lighting, I realize the chair has been half burned.
And I think I know why she's here.
Hawknose glares with his one eye, like I'm something that needs to be scraped away from his boot. But at least he doesn't reach for the sword at his side when he looks pointedly at our joined hands. I pull mine from Zayden's grasp. He snatches it back.
What's done is done. You can stay in here and chastise us all day, or you can figure out what to do with the 100 riders we brought you.
You didn't bring us riders. You brought us cadets! What the hell are we supposed to do with them?
Such theatrics are above you, Suri.
Felix scratches his beard and all but rolls his eyes at her.
Though the question is valid.
I'd suggest you call a formation and divide them into equal wings, for starters. Though they may prefer to stay intact. From what I've seen, Fourth Wing has the largest numbers.
Because you were their wing leader, they were used to following you.
And Eidos. He's the one who called the formation after killing the Vice Commandant.
Eidos is another matter.
Battleaxe runs her finger over the flat side of her weapon like its habit.
He's confined to quarters until we can ascertain his loyalty, as are the scribes.
Kath is enough to vouch for Dane's loyalty, and Jacinia is the only reason we have Warwick's journal.
My hand tightens on Zayden's when all six of the riders startle with surprise.
You do still have Warwick's journal, right?
You have a journal from Warwick?
Battleaxe leans forward.
As in first six, Warwick?
I do. Jacinia helped Violet and her squad steal the journal for instructions on how to use the wardstone.
Zayden turns his gaze on Brennan.
And she was right. It contains cryptic instructions in Old Lucerish that need detailed, precise translation. But it's better than nothing. I was supposed to bring it to you, but got sidetracked by your capture.
Why, Dad never taught me Old Lucerish, only Tirish.
A quiet woman with shiny black hair and wide-set eyes keeps her diamond-sharp gaze on Brennan.
But if you can translate it, then there's a chance we can secure...
Secure? You bring 100 riders and 200 dragons here and have the nerve to say that word? The General's daughter may as well have handed Melgren a map of our location. Or was that what she was truly after?
Here we fucking go.
Violet risked her life to help us and nearly lost it doing so.
She should be confined and questioned.
Go near my sister, and I'll cut out your other eye, Ulysses.
Brennan leans forward and glares down the table.
She's been questioned enough for two lifetimes.
That doesn't change the fact that she's ruined us. We've already doubled patrols to the border, which leaves no one here to fight should Melgren launch an attack on us.
She swings a finger at Felix.
And don't start with your Melgren doesn't know we're here. All the rebellion signets on the continent can't hide a riot the size of a thunderhead. We have no wards, no forge, and children running amok in the hallways.
Cadets who are acting with more composure than you are, Kylan. Get a grip. Melgren isn't coming. Even if he knew where we are, which he doesn't, he can't risk his forces coming after us when the kingdom is reeling from wyvern carcasses we left up and down the border. Half the riders he plans on having in 3 years are here. He might want to kill us, but he can't afford to. And as for Violet...
Zayden lets go of my hand and rips at the buttons of his flight jacket, then tugs his neckline down, exposing the scar on his chest.
If you want to confine her, question her, then it's me you start with. I bear the responsibility for her and any decision she makes. Remember?
Gravity shifts as I stare at that thin silver line and its precise edges. It's... gods, it's the same length as the ones on his back. Zayden isn't responsible for just the marked ones anymore. He's responsible for me. Responsible for my choices, my loyalties. Not to Navarre, like the marked ones, but to Orisha. Imogen tried to tell me that day on the flight field, but I didn't pick up on it.
When did you do that?
About 2 seconds after I put you in Brennan's arms after Resin.
My gaze falls to the floor. I brought the cadets here. I was the one who got caught stealing Lyra's journal. I'm the one who forced Zayden's hand, forced them all into this situation.
Then you will consider them my guests.
Shadows fill the floor and curl around the dais.
I do not ask permission of you, of anyone, to bring guests into my own home.
Well, shit.
Garrick rests his hand on the hilt of his sword.
Zayden.
Or did you forget that this is my house?
Zayden tilts his head to the side and stares at them in the same way Sigale studies prey.
My life is tethered to violence. So if you want me in that fucking chair, you'll accept her.
Ulysses Ferris's skin blotches while I feel the blood rush from mine. His chair.